If I was a full-blown alcoholic, I wouldn't have these problems. My name is Darian. This is the Padded Room Podcast, you animals. Miss Monica is here.
I'm here.
Buddy's hanging around.
Hell yeah.
How you guys doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah?
How are you doing?
I'm not doing too very good at all. I am a severely hungover Darian this morning, and oh, God, it's beer. Beer has turned on me. Beer and I used to be friends. And apparently I pissed beer off because now beer is trying to kill me, I think.
Mm.
I went to one of my wife's Christmas parties. I believe that was number 3 of 5 this year. And drank a lot of Sierra Nevada and came home and threw up 3 times.
Wow. Morning.
What the fuck,
man? That is so unfortunate.
Dude, when I was in my 20s, that used to be my after work.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a bunch of Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
And then get up and go to work the next day, no problemo.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do? Did I insult somebody's mom or something?
We got older.
That's what it is, dude.
Yeah.
I used to do that and then have a big thing of orange soda
And
go to work.
Oh, wow.
That was fun.
Orange soda, huh?
Yeah. Orange soda worked.
Monica, I believe you are a juggalette. You just don't know it yet. Buddy, what's up with you, man?
Oh, not much. Had a pretty good week. Went to Ichiban with a work crew on Friday.
Work Christmas party?
Yeah.
Very cool. Any inappropriate business in a broom closet?
Not really, no.
No?
No, we just all pretty much hung out there for the dinner. You know, they did that whole, you know, shuffle and cook everything
throw
in front
it up
of you.
In their thing throwing the volcano and all that.
All
that's fun.
Flips and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Right on.
Good time.
Good times, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we're closing out the Christmas area.
Yes, me
These
too.
These parties are kicking the shit out of me, dude. They are kicking the shit out of me. Well, enough about us and our inability to drink. Let's get into some regular show business here, shall we? We got horror news, we got listener mail, we got the whole thing. Start it off with a little horror news, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Horror news.
All right, what do you got?
Well, I just found out that iZombie is returning for season 3.
I'm sure you're so excited, aren't you?
I know.
Oh, Jesus
However,
Christ.
I have to wait till April 4th. It's going to be a 2-hour premiere at 8 o'clock on the CW.
Wow, nice. 2-hour premiere. Wow.
So we all took the MacNez challenge and went home with our shitty TV shows or thought shit. Shows that we thought were going to be shitty, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I took Scream. You took Z Nation. Monica took iZombie.
Yeah, we get.
We should note that Monica showed up today wearing an iZombie T-shirt, sweatpants, and a hoodie. I think she's gone full off on the iZombie train, inmates.
Yeah, iZombie tattoo.
I was not awesome. So fortunate. I did not care. I'm not furious at the Scream TV show. Uh-huh. It's just not. It's not a slasher. It's like a fucking Hardy Boys reboot or something. You know.
Hmm.
It's a murder mystery. If you want to see a better, did you guys ever hear of a show called Harper's Island?
No.
That is a much better version of what they were trying to do here.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. So whatever. Whatever, man.
Yeah, and I had the Z Nation, and I'll tell you how much I liked it when we get there.
Great. So yeah. You guys both got good shows. I got the fucking shit show. Story of my life. What else you got, Monica?
I got one other thing. It's really not horror movie news, but I know it had a huge following for people in our age group.
Okay.
Oh. Chips.
Yeah.
2017 movie.
Oh no.
Yeah, Dax Shepard wrote and directed the new Chips movie.
Oh, so it's probably going to be a comedy then.
Yes.
Okay.
And it'll be out March 24th.
Okay. I'm on board for that.
The new actors or the old actors are going to be in there, like cameos.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Huh? Well, yeah. You got to get Eric Estrada in there.
Yeah.
Right? Right on.
So that'll be good times.
Cool. Buddy?
All right. John Wick Chapter 2 hits theaters February 10th, 2017. And in this chapter, following the 2014 hit, legendary hitman John Wick is forced back out of retirement by a former associate plotting to seize control of a shadowy international assassins guild. Billed by a blood oath to help him, John travels to Rome, where he squares off against some of the world's deadliest killers.
Very cool.
Yeah, so...
Did you guys see the first John Wick?
Oh, I love it.
Great show,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't kill a dude's dog.
No.
Especially just... I could see, like, a big Rottweiler thing, you know? It's like, it's either me or the dog. That I understand. What was that, a beagle or something?
Yeah.
You didn't have to kill the fucking dog, you assholes.
Yeah, little puppy.
I'm glad he hit you with a sledgehammer or whatever.
Right? All right. 31 by Rob Zombie, arriving on Blu-ray and DVD December 20th from Lionsgate. And on it, the 31 Blu-ray and DVD release special feature includes Hell, Everybody Loves Popcorn, The Making of 31. It's a two-hour behind-the-scene documentary and auto commentary with Rob Zombie. And also, the 31 digital HD release will include a four-hour behind-the-scenes documentary with two exclusive hours of footage not included on the Blu-ray release.
Holy cow.
For those who have previously purchased a digital release, the documentary will be available to watch beginning on December 20th.
Cool. So I should have mine any day now.
Yeah, make sure you get the digital copy. Does yours come with that? With that whole?
It should. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know if it'd do Blu-ray.
That was like 3 years ago. I put my debit card on that thing.
Right?
And I fuck if I know. I don't think I even remember looking at it when I put the debit card on it.
Hmm. And last I have the Ouija Origin of Evil Blu-ray DVD and on demand arrives January 17th, 2017. And it's the prequel to the horror hit invites audience against into the lore of the spirit board where Ouija Original Evil arrives on Blu-ray, DVD, and on demand on January 17th. Two movie collection, including both the original Ouija and Ouija Origin of Evil, will be released on Blu-ray and DVD at the same date as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have a choice. You can buy it just by itself, or you can buy the set.
I don't think I need that first Ouija.
No?
That's not a good movie. Right, Monica?
The first one?
Yeah, the first one.
I like
You're the only person in North America that liked that movie. That's all right. Yeah, everybody's saying the new one's pretty good, though. Monica, you've seen that one, too, right?
Yes, I have.
So okay. I might have to check that one out. It was made by the guy that did Oculus.
Nice.
So Mike Flanagan, I believe, is his name. He does good work.
What would have been cool if they sold you a Ouija board with that set?
Oh, yeah.
You should just a package deal.
Do the Supreme set.
Yeah. Throw it in there. Why not?
Spirits included, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Go crazy.
Well, you got to play to find out what kind of spirit.
Yeah, right? Well, that's all I got. What do you got?
Oh, let's see what I got here. Oh, are you like me? Did you have nightmares about that old TV show, Unsolved Mysteries, when you were a kid?
Oh, I didn't have nightmares, but I liked it.
That show scared the piss out of me. Robert Stack standing around in a trench coat. And then the Unsolved Mysteries. Holy crap!
Wow.
I felt like every little criminal was like, he has a penchant for killing 7-year-old boys in Reno, Nevada. He was last seen near 39 Smithridge. Holy crap! Unsolved Mysteries is going to be hitting streaming platforms later this year.
Cool.
Scary as shit, if you ask me. Or at least to a 7-year-old, Darian. I don't really see the point of this, though, because I would imagine all those cases are closed or... Not maybe, I don't know, maybe just moved on or something.
But I think the younger generation would find it really intriguing to watch the episodes.
Yeah, it could be. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God, that show scared the piss out of me. Looks like Russell Crowe is set to star in Stephen King's revival movie adaptation coming up.
Interesting.
I'm not 100% sure. I know this has something to do with like a preacher that loses faith, so he starts messing around with electrical current to try to heal people.
Okay.
So there's that for you.
Hmm.
Another Stephen King adaptation coming at you. Speaking of shitty TV shows, Salem, we all been watching that?
Uh-uh. I've seen the first season.
Well, it's been canceled. I think it's on its third season right now.
I think so.
No more after this one.
Okay.
I think Marilyn Manson was in that one, wasn't he?
I know he did a music video for the intro.
Oh.
I did not see him act in the first season.
Okay. All right. Well, don't worry about it, because that's not going to be happening anymore.
Okay.
No more Salem. It's too bad. Maybe I should check that one out.
I liked it. Did I didn't think it was too episode? Bad.
Yeah. You saw the
first season. Yeah.
Maybe I'll check that one out. Space Goat Productions has announced a Howling comic book series and board game coming out.
Hmm.
I'm psyched for that. I like Space the Howling. Goat. Space Goat. I don't know what they do, but they do comic books and board games, apparently. I'll check out the board game.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't really have any more room in here for comic books.
Right.
So I'll definitely check out the board game, though. Lastly, it looks like Stan Against Evil has been confirmed for a second season. Anybody watch this?
Mm-mm.
No. I think it's on IFC.
Okay.
And it's it looks very Ash versus Evil Dead to me.
Oh.
Oh.
It's got that guy in it. You'll recognize this guy. He's in like every third movie. What the fuck is his name? He was in City Slickers. He was in Grey's Anatomy, I believe.
Which one in City Slickers?
The gay cowboy.
No.
The gay, yeah. Yeah, that guy. I'm going to tell you his name in 2 seconds. It looks like a good show.
Yeah?
Comedy, horror type of thing. Stand Against Evil. John C. McGinley is the dude's name.
Hmm.
He is a big guy. This guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows that guy.
Yeah.
Looks like a pretty good show. It's just been confirmed for a second season on IFC.
And he was a cop in Wild Hogs.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. That was awesome.
That's good times. All righty. That's all we got on
Marco Polo.
That's all we got on the horror news. God damn it. Let's get into some listener mail here.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be a slow week on the listener mail front.
Listener mail.
Ooh, listener mail.
Mm-hmm.
Started off with Angel coming in from Oakland, California.
Hey, what's going on, Angel?
Cool. Been a while, Angel.
Yeah.
Are you avoiding me? Is that what you're doing? Fine. Subject line, Train to Busan. So happy you guys were able to review Train to Busan. It has remained one of my favorite discoveries from your podcast, and definitely my favorite zombie movie that I've seen in a long while. It's funny that this episode was on Train to Busan because I was visiting my parents this weekend and managed to convince them to watch it with me.
Nice.
It was quite difficult to get them to agree to watch a Korean zombie movie, even though my mom loves horror flicks and actually makes me watch them with her every time I visit. She was so skeptical, they both loved it and purchased the digital version.
Sweet.
That's some cool parents
there. Yeah, hell yeah it is.
I put one of these movies on when my in-laws are in town. I get the silent treatment for like 4 days.
Right?
Yeah. My dad's favorite horror flick is The Devil's Rejects, and his vote on this visit was to watch 31, but we went with Train to Busan instead. I've been a bit disappointed with Rob Zombie's movies lately since The Rejects, so I was less on board. Your review will probably make or break my decision to watch it or not. Specifically, I'll need to know how many uncomfortable sex scenes I'll have to endure if I do watch it with my dad. That's it for now, Angel.
We'll get there, but they're in there.
Yeah, it gets a little wild there, Angel. I don't know if you want to watch this one with the old man.
No.
P.S. How embarrassing is it to break down in tears during this flick? I did it in the theater. Fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
If you manage to watch Train to Busan with dry eyes, you're some kind of a psycho, and I don't want to hang out with you. P.P.S. My friend and I were the only non-Asians in the theater seeing this, except for one elderly man in the front row that closely resembled Kane from Poltergeist 2. My friend kept asking how much I wanted to bet he was a real zombie. So scary.
Yeah, right.
I used to make that mistake when I was a little boy. I'd see, like, senior citizens and they're not walking too fast. I'd be like, Dad, zombie! Zombie! Shut up, Darian. God! It's not a zombie. Very cool, Angel. Thanks for writing in. Here comes Tony from Bakersfield, California.
Hey, Tony.
Subject line, movies. Greetings, Padded Room. First off, if you thought WrestleManiac was ridiculous, just wait for WrestleManiac 2.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Oh. Really make a fucking sequel to that one? From the director, there's just so much more we could do with the Mexican wrestling concept. You know, put him on some motorcycles, have some midget fights. There's a lot to do with it. I'll probably end up watching it at least once. I don't know. I don't
at
know
least if, once, he said.
I don't know if I need to complete my WrestleManiac journey. You know what I mean? Yeah. I might be good right where I'm at. As for your movie this week, The Last Heist was garbage. Not much to say on it. Acting was bad. The special effects were bad. Is Henry Rollins freaking Spider-Man? And how do three white guys and an Asian join a cartel? Aren't cartels specifically Latin American from Latin American countries? Those are all good points.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me Henry Rollins in a trench coat with a briefcase is going to fit into a hole about that big?
Right.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, like right when they go down into the secret deposit box room.
Yeah, and vault.
Yeah, and it's empty, and the chick with the cornrows is looking around, and then she looks
little
up and
tiny
sees
box.
A hole about this big in the wall. Yeah, okay.
I must have not really, like, analyzed how big that box
was. I don't know about that.
He's the Ant-Man.
That's what it is. No picks this week, so obviously. Lastly, I have two movies I'll be watching this week, both from 2016. Morgan, and the other is Pet. See you next week, Tony from Bakersfield.
Cool.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen either one of those yet, Tony.
I think he'll like Morgan.
Did you? You already saw Morgan?
Morgan, yeah.
Was that the black and white one?
No.
Which one was that? Oh, that was Mom's Eyes or something like that?
Yeah. Eyes of
My
Mom.
Mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thanks for writing in, Tone.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we have Crease coming in from Lacey, Washington.
Hey, Crease.
It's been a while.
It has. Crease. Yeah. What the hell? Subject, when will I learn my lesson?
Uh-oh.
Lots of notes, some of them very old. Ice-T played a mutant kangaroo in Tank Girl.
Oh, yeah.
When you're from the ghetto, you don't turn down shit, is why Ice-T is in a lot of bad movies. I could see that.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I wrote, fuck you, Darian. Again, I think it's because Winona Ryder played Veronica in Heathers as the side friend / lackey. I am okay as this character being a gay guy in a remake. Okay, I could see that. But she wasn't, because we were saying that one of the Heathers was going to be a boy.
As a boy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming that means a dude named Heather, right? Because it can't be like two Heathers and a Jared or something like that, right?
Yeah, I don't remember now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're doing here, Crease. But I like Winona Ryder, and fuck you too, I guess.
Yeah.
Actually, it's probably because of something else later in that episode. Not sure what it was. I love that I was featured in your green room dream. They think I'm white is something I would totally say. In one of Monica's movies, they referred to Native Americans as original people. The term I hear these days is first people or first nation. So I'm okay with that. I like that Darian and I have the same opinion on Tom Hiddleston. I, too, believe I could take him in a fight. I know that she could take Tom Hiddleston in a fight.
Yeah.
He should not be cast as a badass in anything. He was considered for a James Bond.
No.
No. Well, I mean, Pierce Brosnan was James Bond, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I could take him in a fight.
Yeah.
Unless he's like some karate judo dude.
It could be. No. I'm not buying it. I feel like I'd just mess up his hair and that would be the end of that. House 2, the second story, is a classic from my puss-puss I can't handle real horror movies days. This week, Monica is from Cabin Fever.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a layup, please. That was a layup.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for going easy on us, Monica. Yeah. It's been a while. I'm so behind on therapy, but I'm glad we watched Come Back to Me, if only to learn never to hand a weirdo your keys. Never, ever. That's sound advice. I wouldn't do that. Lastly, the Friday the 13th beta keys release today or tomorrow. So look forward to that. Maybe do a live play. That's it for Kreese. Very cool, Kreese. Thanks for writing in.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know what I did to offend you, but whatever.
So speaking of this, Heathers, TV comedy 2017, it says, TV version of the 1988 black comedy Heathers, where an outcast student plots to kill the cool kids. It's got Shannon Doherty, Nikki Suhu. Shannon Doherty plays Heather. Mm-hmm. Nikki Suhu plays Betty. Rebecca Wisocki is Mrs. Chandler. And Grace Victoria is Cox. It doesn't even have a guy in there.
Well, that's the original. Yeah, that's the original.
That's the original. Well, it says 2017 TV movie.
Oh, maybe they're bringing Shannon Doherty back.
I don't think so.
She's got cancer, yeah, dude. She's like bald right now. Like she says she's in there. Very scary stuff, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know about this. I'm not going to watch it either way. It's good. What isn't it going to be on like TV Land or something like that?
I don't remember
It's just this TV movie.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Mm. That's what I say. That's it for the emails. Let's get into some voicemails here. I'm glad there's not a lot of emails today because I am severely hungover. And I want to be done with this as quickly as possible. Here comes Nez.
Hey, Nez.
I think he's in trouble.
Is that a butt dial?
Maybe.
It must be.
We got a minute and a half of this, Nez. We are going to listen to every goddamn second. I bet he's at like an airport or something. Or something. Some convention or something like that. Or maybe he's driving. All right, Nez. Thanks for sort of calling in, I guess.
I think he was down in Oakland yesterday for that Metallica show.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Lucky son of a bitch. You guys ever seen Metallica live?
No.
No.
What a hell of a show.
I wanted to when I was younger, but I never did.
Oh, I've switched sides.
To what?
Yeah. Guns N' Roses?
No, to reggae in now? My younger years, I hated Megadeth and loved Metallica. Now I'm like anti-Metallica on the Megadeth
track. Oh, dude. Have you heard the new album?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking dope, if I do say so myself. Okay, I believe this to be Gracie's Poppy then.
Hey, GP.
Jesus.
Hey, GP. First, might as well get it out of the way. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, GP.
Happy New Year.
You too.
I'm not going to get to you next time when I actually have to love her. But, congratulations to him on your impending nuptials.
Yes.
So, him.
Another one.
That's going to be a fucking adventure, so.
Yes, it
good
is.
Good luck and have fun.
You did it right, though. I'll give him
that. Let's see. Paradigm, I will take Chucky for singles, and I will take the Feasters for teams.
Okay.
Oh, right, yeah.
That was stupid.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Speaking of stupid, Immersion Therapy, The Last Heist.
What do you think?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I was complete bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a good fucking character. He was pretty cool. And he had some pretty good fucking lines. Like, yeah, I'll be with you in a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
But for other than that, the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, this is where the stormtroopers came from, I think. I'm sorry.
Let it flow, GP.
Throwing the fucking gun around, like spraying the whole room when the guy is right in fucking front of you.
Yes.
And not only that, going, screaming the top of your fucking lungs. Not only, the fucking bank manager saying, easy for you, say, you know, I have kids. Yeah, I have kids. I want to see them. I'm going to do that shit. Give it to the guy that has nothing else to live for. Give him this. Here, go shoot that guy. Maybe do a better job than me. Instead of me spraying the whole fucking room, screaming my head off. Now and then, these fucking Black Hawk DOD bullshit cartel, whatever the fuck they were. Doing the same thing. I thought you were military. I thought your train had a shit of fucking gun.
No more. Mm-hmm.
Do you scream at the fuck?
Wow. Okay, easy. Easy.
And they were, I mean, I'm sorry. It's just, douchebag cops without words. Bullshit.
Yeah. How bad this movie
the whole
is.
Cop thing was bullshit. The whole Department of Defense Black Hawk cartel, fuck, that was bullshit. It just, stupid ass fuck. And then, the guy, William, guy is like a fucking foot away, and you miss her fucking head.
Yep.
And you, like, shoot her in the neck, but, which, by the way, probably just on the job anyway, because, as far as I know, you have a fucking hole the size of a fucking softball at the exit wound. You should be done from that anyway, because you're a fucking foot away!
Wow.
I don't think he liked it. I don't think he cared for it.
I was waiting for him to tell us how he really felt.
I don't think he cared for this one.
No.
Oh, gee, peasy. He wasn't quite done with you, buddy.
Oh, no?
Nope, called back.
Oh, boy.
I thought it was an okay movie.
We'll get there.
We'll get it, yeah. I take issue with a few things. They did have some cool masks.
Yeah.
When they were getting ready to rob the place, they had some pretty kick-ass masks.
I ain't with you.
Me?
Google phone.
Oh, okay. Because
I got other things to be mad at. Like the fucking special effects.
CGI.
I mean, I'm all right, low budget, fine. And, you know, I mean, you shouldn't be doing fucking close-ups of the guy, people with their eyes gouged out, because you can tell they're not gouged out. You can tell they're covered over. I mean, fine, do it from far away. That way, that maybe the effect looks better. Not fucking close-up way, can you tell the fucking difference? How about that, huh?
That's a good point.
And, with the when Henry Rollins got, I mean, towards the end, fuck, spoiler my ass, don't even bother watching it. He gets stabbed in the fucking neck. But 15 minutes later, not shit, well, maybe 5, whatever the hell, he's back up, walking around like, nothing fucking happened. So is he Michael Myers? I don't think so.
No, he's the Windows killer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Alright. I got it on my system now. It's bullshit. Henry Rollins actually, I liked him. He's freaking, you know, like I said, he has that creepy vibe, and he has some fucking cool lines over, and that smile, man, that is a cool ass smile.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, yeah, I'll be with you in a sec, hold on. Oh, man.
I just want to go home.
Yeah. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
yeah.
I take issue with certain aspects of this film. I didn't pick it apart quite that bad, though.
Yeah.
But there's still some problems there. We'll get into that in immersion therapy. That's about it on the listener mail front. You guys got anything for Kreese, GP, Angel, or Tony?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and congratulations to Tim.
Yeah,
too,
congratulations, Tim.
Yes. I tell you what, my friend, proposing at a rock concert, getting up on stage like that, that takes balls. Because what if she said no? Then you'd look like a big fucking asshole.
It'd probably be a yes and then a no later.
Yeah, probably.
I don't want to make you look like a douche, so
probably.
Yes. But we're going to have a talk.
Yeah. Congratulations, Tim.
Yeah,
before we move on, we have a little more mail here.
Yeah.
Sitting right in front of me. We have three boxes, each one gift wrapped. This is from a local listener. I guess it's one for each of us.
Yeah, one for each of us.
All
yeah.
Right, Monica, there you are.
Thank you.
Let's just hope it doesn't have E. coli or anthrax in it. Somebody didn't agree with our opinions of Train to Busan.
I do like the colors.
Yeah, black and red. We took pictures of these before we opened them. We're going to open them right now and see how we did. I got crystal head shot glasses. Is that what you guys got?
Yeah.
Oh, these are dope, dude. Look at these.
Right on.
I gotta open this bad guy up.
Yeah, crystal head shot glasses. Very cool.
I love it.
Ooh. Yeah, these are sharp.
And they're glass, too.
I like these.
Yeah.
Is that real? No, it's plastic.
It was plastic?
Or is it glass? I don't know. That is sharp.
Oh, it's glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, is very it? Cool.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
Nice.
Awesome.
Very cool. Who did these
I
come from?
It.
These came from Brenda.
From Brenda and Reno.
Yeah. Brendan Reno, thank you.
Thank you very
That's
much.
That's a big shot, Brenda.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we better hook wow. up with Brenda. She's going to have to do a couple shots out of these.
That's right.
I'll have to test this out tonight.
Oh, okay. Me too.
I will not be testing anything tonight. fact, just looking at him makes me want to throw up again.
Very cool.
All right, let's get ourselves into a movie then here, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may think you see a grease-painted performer sitting before you, but trust me, I'm not here to brighten your dismal day. I am here to end your miserable life. You know, all in all, you've had a pretty good run. Deep down inside, you must have known.
You digging what you see, Pop?
I reckon I do.
It all had to end somewhere. Might as well be now.
What the hell is this?
Tonight, we are going to play 31.
And all you have to do is survive 12 hours of our own private hell.
They say we hunt these freaks down and slit their throats.
Now we have ourselves a game.
Murder school? It's now in session.
Guilty One is war, and war is hell.
In hell, everybody loves popcorn.
Alrighty, we're talking a little 31 from 2016, written and directed by Rob Zombie. Starring Sherry Moon Zombie, of course, Richard Brake, and Malcolm McDowell. Mm-hmm. I should mention before we get into this movie that we actually have the patented Rob Zombie cocktail in front of us.
Yes, we do.
Well, almost. Monica decided not to put any lime juice in it.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I don't think it really needs lime juice.
No, I don't think
It's pretty good. It's just pineapple and 151, was it?
Yeah, it really hit me like in my legs just now.
Wow.
Wow.
Alrighty. I'm going to go ahead and put that over there. Oh, God. This is not a good movie to watch when you're hungover, my friends. I can tell you that right now. Well, God damn it. It's Rob Zombie, so that's what you're getting into. And if you haven't seen any of Rob Zombie's movies by now, you should probably go check out Devil's Rejects or maybe the first Halloween remake. I'm not mad at any of them or this one either, but they can when you're not 100%, they can be very taxing. Like, visually, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably one of the reasons I threw up this morning. I had this goddamn movie on. So we start off in a dark hallway, and we're in black and white, and we see like a skinny dude come walking down the hallway in silhouette. He approaches the camera, and he starts with this diatribe. You'll know this guy off the get-go. His name's Richard Brake, and we've seen him in a shit ton of horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
You'll remember him as the redneck in Outpost. He was also the doc in Doom. He was the guy that killed Batman's parents in Batman Begins.
Yeah, Joe
that
Chill.
Bastard.
That bastard.
Yeah.
Joe Chill? That's his name?
In that movie.
Oh, whatever. Joe Chill. Sounds like a DJ from Atlanta. he basically starts, he's looking right into the camera, and he goes on to this diatribe about how he's not a clown. He's not here to amuse you. He's here to end your life, and you're a disgusting piece of shit and all that. And then the camera pans around, and we see that he actually has a priest tied up to a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And the priest is, like, begging for his life. And then Richard Brake just takes a big axe, apologizes for not sharpening it first, and then slams it into the priest's chest three or four times.
Great opening.
I loved it. I love that part.
Yeah.
That's good times. Now we cut basically right to Rob Zombie land,
because
we're back in 1976, and we're in a dirty old van. And that's that's pretty much what we've come to know and love about Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
For the most part.
A motorhome.
Yeah. I don't know what these people are up to. I gathered that they're part of some kind of a carnival.
Carnival. Yeah.
But it's just them. Mm-hmm. You would think there would be a lot more cars and stuff involved.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a freak show and a Ferris wheel. Either this is just the shittiest carnival ever, or they somehow got separated from the group. The van is all done up. What did it say? Happy, lucky, fun times or something like that?
Something like that,
Something stupid. Funny, good times show or something. Inside the van, we have a cast of characters. We have Sherry Moon Zombie playing Hot Chick, whatever.
Charlie.
Charlie. Yep. I didn't catch any of these guys' names, by the way. It's just Hot Chick, Rastafarian, Stinky Guy, Meg Foster, the other hot chick that doesn't last very long, and then you have the big black chick and the other black guy. Am I forgetting anybody? I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
So, I mean, it doesn't really fucking matter who these people are. They're cannon fodder. They're driving along and they're talking about how they're going to expand their carnival fucking show, and the mechanic guy wants to do his own thing with like an ape mask or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the big black chick and the other black guy are having sex in the back of the van. That's not attractive at all. Not hot. Not a hot sex scene, if I do say so myself.
No. Funny, though. It was a funny area.
Well, yeah, he stops to tell her a joke. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I guess if your boner game isn't quite up to par, you can always fall back on your stand-up comedy.
That's right.
And they're smoking weed, and we got like a big fat guy driving the thing, and they pull over to get gas. They're out like in the fucking hills somewhere. Looks like pretty much the same area where the driftwoods would be held up.
Yeah,
pretty much. They stop to get gas, and there's a crotchety old guy that owns the gas station, Lucky Leo, I think his name was. And they're like, "Hey, you got any gas?" And he's like, "It's a cock-sucking gas station, ain't it?" Love that. I think that guy was the high part of the whole movie for me.
Yeah.
They give him a hard time. Sherry Moon gets out of the van and basically just starts jerking him off, from what I gathered. What was that all about? Do I need to hanging out at gas stations?
Yeah, something about what she wanted to make new friends.
Yeah. She just jumps out of the car and starts fucking rustling him up. this gas station is weird, man. They have like a mechanized puppet show going on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of wacky.
Yeah.
You wouldn't expect to see that like at a out of middle of nowhere gas station.
No.
They get to walking around. The mechanic guy starts filling up the van, and we see E.G. Daly walk around the van there.
Mm-hmm.
I would still fuck the shit out of Elizabeth Daly. I'll tell you that right now. She was huge in the 80s. She did like Better Off Dead, Streets of Fire. And then I think she had like a kid's show for a long time. But then she came back to play one of the prostitutes in Devil's Rejects. And now she's here and she's hitting on our mechanic guy.
Yeah.
I just was like, oh, that's her.
Yeah.
Dottie from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, yeah. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's still pretty attractive, if I do say so myself, even when she's not all white trashed up by Rob Zombie. She comes around the corner and starts hitting on our mechanic. I don't know if I'd use the word hitting on him exactly.
Mm-mm.
She like asks him for a ride, but they're going a different direction, so she kind of flirts with him, and he shows her his tattoos.
Well, she wanted to know if they were going hunting, how many guns they had.
Yeah.
So you knew something was going on. I was like, why the hell are you really asking? You know?
Yeah, very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Doesn't really matter, I guess. Van gets all gassed up, and we're back on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Driving, we're night has fallen now, and we come to a weird kind of a barricade in the road.
It's
like three scarecrows, it looked like.
Yeah.
Thing, just kind of blocking the road. So they stop. The guy in the ape mask is like, I'm going to get out and move the scarecrows. All right. But hot chick number two is like, I'm going to go with you. I think she wanted to suck his dick.
I think so.
Because she was all on him, and he wasn't wanting anything to do with her. I think she was hotter than Sherry Moon, though, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I don't know what her deal was. Some kind, one of those carnival groupies, I guess, if that's a thing. They get out, start, you know, like they're going to move the scarecrows there, and then they get jumped by a bunch of thugs.
Yeah.
These guys look like the villains from the old Keystone Cops TV show.
Oh, wow.
Right? They had like the white, black and white stripes and stupid masks on. They look like the robbers from the Keystone Cops.
Yeah.
They kill hot chick number two right there on the spot.
Right there, yeah.
I think they kill the big black chick also, because she just kind of doesn't appear again.
Yeah, because they broke in the trailer.
Yeah, they actually take control of the van, and they tie everybody up, and they drive off.
Yeah.
From there, we just kind of cut to another area somewhere.
Yeah, like they knocked them out and then woke them up wherever.
They wake up. We're down to five people. I don't know what happened to the rest of these people. But there's five left, and they're all strung up in this weird auditorium-type situation. Mm-hmm. Number one is...
Panda.
Who was Panda? Was that the Rastafarian?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, number one was Panda. Number two was Meg Foster, right?
Yeah.
Number three was our mechanic. Number four was black guy number two. And then number five was Sherry Moon Zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Malcolm McDowell comes out wearing his George Washington uniform. And he's like, "Good evening. We are going to play 31. And these are the odds so far." And like the person with the best odds is Panda. He's got like 50 to 1, I think is what he started at.
I think so. Or was it 90 to 1?
Something like that. Yeah. But I remember Sherry Moon had the worst odds.
The two girls had the worst. They were both like 500 to 1.
500 to 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, man. Meg Foster. What's up with her? Whew. Holy cow.
Yeah, she did not age well.
She just on a diet of meth and cornflakes or what?
I looked her up like right when the movie started to see. I'm like, does this lady really look like this?
Yeah. It's, I mean, she's not attractive. I'll give you that. But it's like her eyes are like...
I've always liked her eyes, even in all the sci-fi movies
that's
she's been in.
The creepiest part.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, she was okay in They Live, but like... I think she was in Stepfather 2 or something like that.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. I have never found her attractive. That's just me, though. So, basically, Malcolm McDowell lays out this game. They have to survive 12 hours in this area, whatever this area is. I guess it's some kind of an industrial complex.
That's what it looked like.
Something like that. They
run down.
Basically, we're playing the running man.
Yeah.
Here is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bunch of psychos in the back, and he's going to turn them loose on these guys one at a time. And if anybody manages to survive the 12 hours, they get to go.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So they bring out the first psycho. Little guy by the name of Sickhead.
Yeah.
What's up with this dude? I bet he's fun at parties, huh?
He's got a complex.
Here's what I gathered. Midget, of course. Hispanic, but very into Hitler.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of an odd combination of things to be into.
Yeah, the white makeup with the black Hitler makeup.
Mm.
Yeah.
Big swastika on his chest. Very weird. Very strange guy. He's walking around giving everybody the business.
Wielding two knives.
He's got two knives, and it looks like he did some bench press, too. He's pretty shredded for a little guy,
yeah.
I'd say. All right.
It takes a little effort.
Get out. How dare you. So he's like walking around telling everybody, like yelling at him in Spanish. I don't know what the hell he was saying. And now we do this again where we just kind of cut to and everybody has been released into the complex and they're all just waking up all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So I have to assume they were knocked out by something, some kind of gas, or I have no idea. They wake up, they're all separated now, and everybody wakes up next to a weapon. Sherry Moon wakes up, and she's got like a bat that's been steel reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
The chubbier black guy wakes up next to a pipe. I think the mechanic woke up next to a crowbar, and I think the Rastafarian had like a big knife, and...
Yeah.
Fucking something else.
I don't know what Meg had.
Yeah. They all start off armed anyway, and they have to try to figure this place out. While this little bastard is running around shouting Nazi propaganda at him. Annoying.
Yeah, heckling and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At one point, he shows up wearing a big white rabbit head.
Oh, yeah, thing. That's right.
Well, you got... What, you got a fucking props department down here? Where did you get a rabbit head? Weirdo. All right, so basically we get some tense moments here, and we're going to glaze over a lot of this because, as is the case usually with Rob Zombie's movies, a lot of this is visual. So we'll just say there's some very intense moments there of like Sherry Moon hiding in a women's room stall and the little bastard trying to get underneath the stall ladder. And then we see the mechanic and the Rastafarian almost tee off on each other, but then they realize that they're friends, so they stop for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this whole thing culminates when Black Guy Number 2 hooks up with Sherry Moon Zombie, and they're on the move. They get attacked by Little Hitler. He puts a pretty good shank in on the Black Guy.
Yeah.
But then Sherry Moon takes out Hitler. And I think Meg Foster, like, came creeping around the side, and, like, because she was in the background when Sherry Moon was stabbing the shit out of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. We got that particular head. They call these guys heads. All the crazies are heads. So that was Sick Head. Sick Head is now out of the equation, which means we gotta let loose a couple more heads in there to get things going again.
Yeah.
So the group kind of manages to find each other, and they're moving together now. And we're already down to four people at this point.
Yeah, they right after they killed him, they end up having a dinner or
dinner,
something.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man. I'm not eating anything in this fucking place.
No.
No, I saw that documentary on rats. I know what... And this is assuming I don't get stabbed by Little Hitler. I'm going to walk out of there with dysentery.
Yep.
Or a yeast infection, for Christ's sakes. I don't want any of that shit. It's nasty. The Rastafarian is like, you know, I know how to survive, and that's why I need to eat. I got the stomach to do this type of thing. So he sits down and he just starts mowing down on this food. I couldn't really make out what kind of food it was. I'm not an idiot, man. I know my friend is dead, and I don't know where his body is, so I know there's a pretty good chance I'm eating my friend right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be the only safe one eating fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where being a vegetarian has its benefits.
I see Monica in there. Do you have any tofu? How about a salad? And of course, they like move the tablecloth, and they find out that they're eating the black guy that already got killed.
Yeah.
That sucks. Okay. I told you I woke up this morning with a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
That scene where they're all making themselves throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't help.
Got a little iffy there for a second in the bedroom. Oh!
Yeah.
Just hearing that wet flopping sound. It's so gross.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, shit, okay. But so they get up to leave, and then the two next heads come in. These two brothers are absolute batshit crazy. Yeah. You have Psycho Head and Schizo Head, the white trash chainsaw-wielding morons.
Yeah. Just to introduce themselves.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty stupid, I thought. They show up, and they talk a bunch of shit, and then they just kind of walk off.
Yeah.
Do you want to do this or not?
Right.
I'm not paying you to talk shit. I'm paying you to kill these people. That's kind of weird. They're dressed up like clowns. Everybody in all these psychos have like their own little gimmick costume setup, which I thought was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are just morons, though. One of them has like a big arrow pointing down, and it says "Big Dick" on his stomach.
Yeah,
and then the other one has "Pussy" written across his chest. I guess.
Yeah,
he's not. I don't know. I don't know how that works. So they talk a bunch of shit, and then they just kind of walk off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, strange. I guess we're playing like a psychological game here.
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody kind of, those guys are fucking nuts. And then they walk off. We get like a quick little huddle up after they get out of that area. They're like, hey, we should, instead of running, we should try to get these guys instead. They killed our friends, so we should kill them. So now we're kind of going on the offensive, which is kind of cool, I guess. They keep walking around, and they come to like the lair of the crazy clowns. Which is basically a giant pussy, right? Is that what you guys got?
That's what it looked like.
There's a sign that said, I think it said like wet kitty or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like the door is a giant vagina. And the, like the walls are spray painted up like giant legs. So you basically have to walk right into the pussy to get in there.
Yeah, not a good show to watch with your dad.
Probably not. Probably not. Angel, don't even do it. they walk in there, and now this is like some kind of a weird sex dungeon / circus tent type of thing.
Yeah.
Everything is pink. It almost looks like there's hay on the floor or something, like they're in a barn.
Yeah.
They walk in, and the first thing they see is somebody else tied to the floor with like a... like a fucking blow up doll mask on him that has the mouth covering her mouth. Oh God. They kind of get into a little tussle with each other there over whether or not to release this young lady, because she's screaming, oh my God, you have to help me, you have to help me.
Yeah, or if it's a trap or
some
not.
Some kind
not
of a trap.
Fuck her.
Yeah. I'm probably just
she's not one of our crew.
Hey. Nope. Right. I'll be more than happy to call the police as soon as I get the fuck out of here.
That's right.
That's the best I can do for him. So I think it was Meg Foster that's like, oh my God, we have to let her out of here. And the mechanic is like, you never fucking listen to me. Look at me. Look at me. He's having a real fucking time of it. Pretty soon we start hearing those chainsaws revving from down the way.
Yeah.
Sherry Moon and the Rastafarian go to like barricade the door. But I guess they somehow went into like a different room. Because as soon as they left, like a steel grate comes down and it separates the four of them.
Right.
So that's cool. Now Sherry Moon and the Rastafarian are trapped in one room. The hostage, the mechanic, and Meg Foster are trapped in the other room. I think it was Big Cock Guy. He, like, comes out of the ground with his chainsaw.
Yeah.
I guess he was just laying on the floor the whole time. I don't fucking know. And then the pussy guy shows up in the other room, so we basically have, like, a two-on-one combat situation with these guys. Pretty cool. This is... Like I said, I was hungover when I watched this. All the fucking jump cuts, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't tell what the hell was going on most of the time.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to watch this in my hungover state, just going... Stop it. Make it stop. I can't focus right now. to make a very crazy action sequence short, basically what happens is... The Rastafarian gets a pretty gnarly wound, but he manages to... Him and Sherry Moon manage to, like, get the chainsaw away from the pussy guy, and then he starts begging for his life, and then they just kill him anyway. Basically, the same thing happens on the other side, except that the big cock guy, like, drops his chainsaw, and then the mechanic and Meg Foster, like, force him down onto the ground onto his own chainsaw. So these two knuckleheads are out of the equation. Very cool.
That was a good scene.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy with those guys anyway. They seemed like retards.
Yeah.
Those two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't, yeah.
Whatever.
Wimpy.
More into making dirty jokes than anything else. I'm not, again, I don't know where you found these guys, but you could definitely do better in the killer department.
Fourth Street.
Probably. Standing around outside a Home Depot. All right, now we're separated. We have the mechanic and Meg Foster. They take off one way. The Rastafarian and Sherry Moon's obviously take off the other way. Pretty cool. They managed to reconvene. I think the mechanic
got injured on this one.
Yeah, he got a pretty good like chainsaw swipe to him.
Yeah,
he's slowing
on his arm.
Yeah, he's slowing us down pretty good, and he's losing a lot of blood. Pretty soon, we cut back to Malcolm McDowell and his weird. Fucking colonial suite or whatever it is. He's like, all right, time to wheel out the next two psychos. And now we get to meet Sexhead and Deathhead.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Sexhead.
Yes.
I want to see some Sexhead cosplay from both of you. You guys should go with Sexhead and Deathhead for Halloween next year. Oh, fantastic. That would be awesome. I'm sorry about the diaper. The diaper tutu apparatus thing that you have to wear. These two are pretty fucking gnarly. Sexhead is, again, E.G. Daily. Now we know what she's been up to. Oh, she's hot, man. She's got like a baby doll face paint thing going on. Like a midriff with tape over her nipples. And she's got like green hair. And she's very casual with it. She's like skipping around and do-do-do-do-do. And they come out singing like some weird German song.
Yeah.
Because Deathhead is just a fucking giant.
Yeah.
And he's got a tree trunk with nails coming out of it. He's going to swing that into somebody's face probably. That's creepy. Basically, like Sexhead kind of goes off on the side and Deathhead just goes walking through the corridor like yelling, come on, I'm going to fuck you. He's a big German guy. And his face is all gnarly, too. Come out here, you cunts. I'm going to fuck you. Well, no. Not doing that. Not with that tree trunk thing. But eventually, basically what happens is that the four remaining survivors basically set up kind of a weird trap because I think it was the Rastafarian went down and he confronted Deathhead. Sherry Moon and Meg Foster are upstairs like on a catwalk watching. And as soon as the Rastafarian like engages Deathhead, they're going to come down and jump him from behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have to leave the mechanic upstairs because he's bleeding out.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucks. That's pretty much how it goes down. The Rastafarian like gets in Deathhead's face, and then they kind of like do combat with I think the Rasta had like a crowbar or something.
Yeah.
The fucking Deathhead is swinging a goddamn tree trunk at him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Sherry Moon and Meg Foster run down to help, and then we cut back upstairs to the mechanic. This is my favorite part of the whole movie because it goes into weird strobe effect thing,
mm-hmm.
and Sexhead is just like playing with the knife and stalking her way towards the mechanic, and mm-hmm. he's already done for anyway. That was badass.
Yeah.
I love that part. Make a long story short, she kills him. No, she doesn't. Mm-mm. She Mm-mm. puts a pretty good stabbing mm-hmm. on him, though.
Yeah.
And as she's doing that, Sherry Moon runs upstairs and like wraps a chain around her neck
mm-hmm.
and drags her back downstairs. Apparently, Deathhead and Sexhead are some kind of a couple.
Yeah, I got that too.
Like a big brother, a little sister thing. I don't Something. Know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's weird, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Maybe he like dresses her in a Nazi outfit and makes her spank him with a ball gag in.
Well, or I something. Could see that.
I yeah. mean, that's just Saturday night at Monica's house. I don't know, but she like takes Sexhead hostage, brings her back down, and she's like, "Back off, my friends, or I'm gonna slit this bitch's throat." So Deathhead like has a freak out. He's like, "Oh, oh no, yeah. you let her go, you let her go."
Turns into a complete wuss.
Yeah, just breaks down, and then Meg Foster grabs the tree trunk and just mm-hmm. goes to town on the back of Deathhead's
mm-hmm.
Deathhead's head. Now they're all standing around and they're like, "What are we going to do with that bitch?" And then Sherry Moon just slits her throat, and that's the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you mean good?
I like Sexhead. She killed the hot guy.
The mechanic?
Yeah.
He was stinky.
Well, he was the only good looking one.
I could smell that guy through the TV, Monica. There's a lot of body hair and other stuff, and they're in that goddamn van all day. That's a stinky dude, I'm telling you right now.
Well, he might have been stinky, but I'm sure there was some fishy smells on there,
too. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it was bad all the way around.
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, I mean, he's not dead, though. He's just pretty mortally wounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. Sexhead and Deathhead are now out of the equation, and the Rastafarian got it with the tree trunk, so he's now out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
What we're left with is a very badly injured mechanic, Sherry Moon Zombie, and Meg Foster. Cut back to Malcolm McDowell. He's running out of heads, as he says,
yep.
pretty quick. So he's like, "Well, shit, we gotta bring this thing to a close, man. We only got like 3 hours left, and then these bitches get to leave. You better get old Doomhead on the line there."
Mm-hmm.
Well, first they call for somebody called Ragehead. I'd like to see who Ragehead was, but we never get to meet that character.
Yeah.
Get Doomhead on the phone. That's Richard Brake. He is going to town on a rather chubby young lady, and he has gone full retard with it. He's like screaming and he's having sex with her in the most ridiculous way possible, yeah. I think.
She's on all fours.
She's on all fours. He's behind her, and he has lost his goddamn mind.
What the hell was he watching on TV?
Just like three different movies at the same time. I saw clips from Nosferatu.
Yeah.
I think there was a couple other movies in there that I didn't even recognize. I think he had like 12 TVs going. Yeah, he's going to town.
Yeah.
He gets the phone call, and he's like, "Well, I wasn't planning on working this year." And I guess they offered him a lot of money or something. So he tells the fat chick to shove off. And
yeah, he said double last year's pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he puts his pants on and out we go. He's been doing some sit-ups, that Richard Brake.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I need to get on the Richard Brake workout routine. I think it involves a lot of drinking, though. I could be wrong. So now we get to see Doomhead in his magnificent debut here. He gets escorted. We get to see him like go to this area, whatever this area is. He gets escorted in by the Keystone Cop guys, and then he has to like get into character.
Yeah,
which is pretty. This guy's a savage. He goes into like a bathroom and he puts an 8-track cassette in,
uh-huh.
and then he starts painting his face and like
white.
Yeah. Basically, the longer he paints his face, the crazier he gets. Because he starts. I'm not crazy, I'm in control. He keeps saying that over and over. Mm-hmm. I'm not crazy, I'm in control. I'm in control, I'm not crazy. And then he's like, "Fuck!" And then he just starts smashing his own face.
Yeah, he just wham, wham, his nose.
Just beating the shit out of himself.
Yeah.
Finally, he comes walking out of this little dressing room area, and he's got the white face paint on, black around the eyes, blood running all down his face, and he's wearing like a very dapper kind of a, I don't know, what do you call that, like a pea coat or something? And like a underscarf, ascot type of thing. He comes out. This was my favorite line of the whole movie. He says, "Take the rest of the night off, boys. I'll be handling it from here. Murder school is in session."
Yeah.
Yes.
That was badass.
That's bad. That would be make a nice tattoo. But if not, if you want to get like a real job, though, because if they see that, they won't hire you.
Right.
So that's pretty creepy. He's gunning now, dude. He's firing on all cylinders. He's got like, was it two knives, I think? Yeah.
Yeah, it was two switchblades.
Yeah. And they're like big switchblades.
Yeah.
They're pretty sizable. And he starts walking around out there looking for these guys. Now we cut back to our survivors. I think Meg Foster was the first one to get separated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she, of course, Doomhead catches her and just stabs the shit out of her. Right by a, was it a ladder type of a thing or something like that?
Yeah, because originally Sherry Moon Zombie left the mechanic.
Right.
Came, and then Meg's like, "Why'd you leave her alone?" So Meg goes to look for her. Sherry came back to the mechanic. "Have you seen what's her face?" And then, of course, because Meg's out, you know, she gets stabbed.
Yeah, exactly. That's when she gets it.
Yeah.
Pretty creepy stuff. We get a lot of cat and mouse. And again, I'm going to glaze over a lot of this because it's mostly visual. A lot of cat and mouse action.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we get the culmination of this on a catwalk. We have that very touching moment that seems to happen in every movie these days where the good guy has to sacrifice himself to save somebody else.
No!
You have to go!
Yeah.
No, I'm coming with you. You're coming with me. No, you go! No, you're coming with me. Go! And then that's when Richard Brake catches up with the mechanic and finishes the job that Sexhead started by Swiss cheese and that guy.
Yeah, because they left the door. He said the doors are open, so you can go out to the free world and go out. But it's funny because the mechanic here, he's so slow because he's all injured. Yeah. Like, where the hell is he gonna go?
He's like, he's just like rolling on the ground. Yeah, leaving a nice trail of blood behind him for Richard Brake to follow too. I would have left him somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You go that way, I'll go this way, you fucker.
Yeah, so Sherry Moon Zombie went down the hatch.
So she's on her own now, pretty much. Apparently she got out because she somehow made it back to that original gas station.
Yeah, daylight. Which daylight. I was now. Like, okay, we got 3 hours. What kind of, what are we talking here?
I think this whole thing took place in the Antarctic. So they have like 3 hour days. Richard Brake catches up to her there and, he punches her in the face and then she falls down. She's just beat to shit already as it is. Then he starts choking her, but then he like lets her breathe. Then he chokes her again. Then he lets her breathe. Then he starts going through that diatribe again about how he's not a clown, he's not here to amuse you. Starts smoking a cigar, and then like an air raid siren blows in the distance, signaling the end of the 12 hours.
Yeah.
So
good old Malcolm McDowell starts talking.
Yep, he's like, "Well, you made it, you sons of bitches." We glazed over the part where he like made a bet with the satanic coins.
Oh, yeah.
I guess each one of those is worth $1 million or
something.
Yeah,
and he like bet that. $500 million, I think.
Something like that. Yeah, whew. Whatever. But he did have a lot of hot topless chicks just standing around in cool masks.
And the other lady that was with him bet against him, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know who won and who lost.
Yeah, they never went back to it.
What the bet was exactly, I don't know either.
Yeah.
Maybe it was on the Steelers game. So the air raid siren and Richard Brake is like, "Oh, shit." And then he just kind of walks off.
Yep.
And then we cut to, I guess, a couple hours later. Sherry Moon is like staggering down the side of the road.
Long desert highway.
Just bloody and beat up. And then we see Richard Brake's van, Doomhead's van, come up behind her. He gets out. She looks at him. He looks at her. And then he like starts twiddling his switchblade. And that's the end of the movie.
Yeah. And she closes her fist like, "All right, let's go."
That's as far as we go.
Yep.
That was 31, boys and girls.
What do you think happened at the end?
I thought they were going to make out, actually.
I don't see that happening. I think he probably let her go. He seemed like he had his own like code of honor, like he had to play by the rules. But I think that last little sequence with the knife was like, "There's always next year, bitch," or something like that.
Or a part two.
Part two.
Part two.
I'd see part two of 31.
Yeah, 31 and a half.
31, 2. 312.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm. I could see that.
Yeah, I'm into it. What'd you guys think of 31?
It was okay. Not one of my favorites, definitely not, of Rob Zombie's, but I don't know. I won't go buy it.
I was just mad because there was so much these people could have done in the movie.
Yeah.
But I get it. Then we wouldn't have a movie if they just killed everybody. But they were so wimpy.
They were.
Yeah.
I mean, that little guy, the midget guy, I would have taken him out.
Oh, yeah.
He would have not hurt anybody. I would have
kicked him like a football.
Exactly. I was always like, man, I'm going to be squatting down on the ground because he ain't going to see me because he's looking this way.
Well, then there was that one scene where I thought they were going to go somewhere with it, where one of the bad guys was like, oh, you know, don't kill us. We're one of you. We're one of you. I was thinking, oh, okay, so maybe the winner is actually kept there as prisoner to be one of the killers in the next one. And if you win this killing challenge, well, then you get released. That's what I thought they were going to go with it.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
But it didn't go anywhere after that. It's like, oh, okay, well, I don't know what that was all about.
Maybe it's in that extra 2 hours of footage bonus thing.
Yeah, maybe.
I actually saw some of this on one of the channels where, because I was like, where did they film this movie at? So you get to see where he's scouting the locations. Have you seen that?
No, but there's this just got released to Shudder, and they put like all the extras on Shudder too.
Yeah, that'll be
so
cool.
So there's like
to
all
see.
Q&A's with Rob Zombie and all kinds of cool stuff.
I don't know, maybe because I read that he wasn't too enthused to do this movie. It brought it down for me.
Huh. Well, I mean, it kickstarted. So it's not like he had to kiss. He made it himself. He didn't have to kiss anybody's ass or go through any studios.
Yeah, but when I was reading the article, he just was like, man, I just threw this movie together.
Huh.
So after reading that, I'm kind of like, nah, he just threw it together. It's no big fucking deal.
How about you put some effort into it and then you put out a decent show there?
Yeah.
I think that's Robert. What did it for me in this movie.
I liked it. I'm a big fan of the blood sport, the gladiatorial, you know, Surviving the Game, mm-hmm. The
Right
Man. I like all those. This one is, it's Rob Zombie, man. You know, that's what you get. Minimal story, mm-hmm. Heavy visuals.
Lots of sex.
Some weird sex stuff. Yeah. Weird. I wouldn't say sex per
Why
se.
Why does it always have to be in the 70s?
Dude? I know, right? Well, I mean, Lords of Salem wasn't in the 70s.
Yeah, but everybody looked like
they were. Oh, detail.
That is that. Yeah, whatever.
Sideburns and stuff.
It's true. It's weird. I like it. I think I found the key to watching Rob Zombie movies, and that's not to get too caught up in. It's like almost like looking at abstract art.
Yeah.
You don't get. What is it? Is it a cow? Is it a dog? Who fucking knows? Does it look good? Is it visually appealing to you?
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah. Then I'm a fan. That's why I like Rob Zombie.
Right.
I'll tell you this though, his music, I think his brother is actually better.
Really?
Yeah, that's just my opinion. You guys like Power Man?
Who's the brother?
Spider from Power Man 5000.
Okay.
I'm a huge PM5K fan.
I like both.
You can tell because I said PM5K instead of Power Man 5000. That's how you know. All right, inmates, that was 31. Let's take us a little break. I might go vomit.
Uh-oh.
We get to fuck the prettiest, we get to fuck the prettiest, we get to fuck the prettiest, we get to fuck.
Fucking in a UFO. Well, everybody, 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 everybody's fucking in a UFO. Hey, inmates. If you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have some new fights to announce this week in the Terror Dome.
All right.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
I'm not going to hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash him right the fuck in. I'll kill you all. I'll drive you crazy. I'll kill you all. I'll make your worst dream come true.
6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes. The devil's eyes.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Let's see here. We are coming up on the semifinals now. We are going to start it off in the Asylum Conference, round 26. As usual, inmates, bear with me. I don't know how to write anything, and I'm not very imaginative. The game had ended. As was the case most of the time, the player had not survived. The Eastern Bloc thug known as Vasily Takhtarov had climbed his way up the ladder of the elite hunting company. He'd made a small fortune trafficking in the agony of others, but now it would have been his own agony that would have released him from Jigsaw's game, agony he couldn't afford. Before taking work with the hunting company, Takhtarov had been a great warrior. He'd engaged in the Soviet-Afghani conflict, campaigned across the Balkans, and had been a revered mercenary before finding regular work. His prowess as a fighter caught the attention of the hunter. His ruthlessness as a criminal caught the attention of the killer. Now he was nothing more than a blood-soaked husk on the floor of a dirty old warehouse. The hunter watched the game play out from the rafters. The killer watched the hunter from closed-circuit security cameras. A new game was about to begin. Singles competition, we have Jigsaw versus the Predator. I gotta go with the Predator on this one. I mean, I'd like to see Jigsaw win this. I just don't see how that's gonna work. Monica, how say you?
This is tough.
That is a tough one, because Jigsaw is smart.
And he could be, you know, the puppet could be sitting in the chair and Predator thinks he's taking him out, but it's really not him.
It's not even him.
Because he's not there. I'm going to go with Jigsaw.
One for Jigsaw.
Yeah, because he's a hot old guy.
He is a hot old guy, isn't he? Except when he puts that pig head thing on. I don't care for that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go for Jigsaw as well.
That's two for Jigsaw.
Just because of the brains.
There's always the brains, yeah. He's a fucking engineer, man. Award-winning engineer.
And what happens if you trap the Predator in a sealed, contained room?
Then you got yourself a Predator. That's what you got. I don't know how that works, but all right. Very cool.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the teams. Competition. We are still in the Asylum Conference, round 26. Something had gone wrong. The ritual had been enacted in accordance with the book's instructions, but it somehow backfired. Samantha and her coven of witches had set out to summon demonic familiars and had found instructions for doing so in the Necronomicon. The blood of the pure, Samantha's little sister, unhallowed ground, beneath the abandoned hospital in Silent Hill, and the correct chantings and sigils. The lights went out, sulfur clouded the air, and a group of deformed nurses appear instead of familiars. The nurses attacked, the coven ran for their lives, the nurses pursued. Hiding in an upstairs laundry room, the ladies of the coven fight an overwhelming urge to sleep. One by one, they fall unconscious and awaken as something else. The demonic familiars summoned by the witches accept their new hosts. The bodies didn't belong to them, the bodies never belonged to them. Teams competition, we have the Silent Hill nurses versus the demons. This one's tough.
This one is tough.
I think technically the Silent Hill nurses are demons.
Are demons.
So, I don't know.
Of some sort.
Yeah, some kind, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the nurses because they sexy. And I like sexy.
I'm taking the nurses, too.
Thank you very much. Buddy, how say you?
I'm going to go with the demons.
Fuck you. That's two for the nurses, one for the demons. And those are your Terror Dome matchups for the weekend, mates. In singles, we had Jigsaw versus the Predator. Teams, we're looking at the demons versus the Silent Hill nurses. Get us your votes by next week. Oh, actually, no. We're taking next week off.
Oh, yeah, Christmas.
We record on Sundays here in the Padded Room, inmates, and next Sunday is Christmas Day. So I think we're going to take that off to be with our families. So you have 2 weeks to get your votes in. The Mental Health Hotline is 775-387-0275 or on the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I would like to tell you what I have been watching this week.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, geez.
We're full of it.
Oh, I got a few bones to pick. I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at?
Mm-hmm. You guys seen a movie called Vampires from 1974?
Mm-mm. No.
Two hot lesbian vampires in an abandoned old house?
Mm, sounds good.
It is good. I like it.
What are they doing all day?
Mostly they suck
at each other's blood.
They do that. They do a lot of that. Mostly they go stand by the road and wait for lonely dudes to pick them up.
Oh.
And then they take them back to the house and drink their blood.
Nice.
Mm. That one's from 1974. That one's not bad. Mm-hmm. Recent remake of that one by the same title, Vampires from 2015. Little bit not so good there. Mm.
That's too bad.
They become a lot angrier in the remake. And they go into like Elizabeth Bathory mode where they're like bathing in the blood and all that crap. They're still pretty attractive young ladies.
Uh-huh.
It's just weird. I mean, the original Vampires was like almost 2 hours. The remake is like an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, what?
So, yeah. And, you know, a lot of hipsters in there now doing that.
That's too bad.
I think you're good with the original on that one. Huh. That would be my opinion. I just got the Full Moon streaming, so I've been perusing that.
Mm-hmm.
Witch House from 1999. Witch House 2, Blood Coven from 2000. And Witch House 3... Demon Fire from 2001.
Oh, wow.
I went full Witch House.
Wow.
With the Witch House. These are not very good movies. I'll be honest with you. The first one, Witch House, is basically a knockoff of Night of the Demons. This chick throws a party in a haunted house. You find out that she is the relative of a witch that was persecuted there, and all of her partygoers are descendants of the people that persecuted the witch.
Okay.
Hmm.
So now she needs their blood to summon the witch, and then, you know, possession and mayhem ensues. Not very good. Low budget as shit. But not quite as low budget as Witch House 2, Blood Coven, because this one is a full-on pile of crap. Okay. So leaving off where we left off with Witch House 1, we're going to assume that they bulldoze the house. And when they were bulldozing it, they found a bunch of dead bodies in shallow graves.
Oh.
So now we have a forensic team that moves in to try to identify the bodies, but the head of the forensic team gets possessed by the witch that was summoned in the first movie. Woo! Okay.
It doesn't stop there.
Nope. It goes straight from there to Witch House 3, Demon Fire. Now we have, this one had Debbie Rochon in it. She's pretty hot. We have a battered woman who moves out of her boyfriend's house and stays with her sister, who is making a documentary on witchcraft. They get to drinking and fooling around with the books and stuff and end up summoning the same witch who comes to terrorize them. So that's the summation of my Witch House journey.
Okay.
That was a complete waste of my time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I committed and I went with it. I said, if I'm watching Witch House, I'm going to watch all the Witch Houses. I don't care how bad they are.
Yeah.
Lastly, I checked out The Hexecutioners.
Hmm.
That's right, Hexecutioners.
Hex. I think I'd rather watch Sexecutioners.
That sounds a lot better. I'll try that one out. This one's actually not too shabby. It's in some alternate future where assisted suicide has become legal. And we have a team of hot chicks that are like, they work for like an independent medical firm, and they're basically the executioners. They go and help with the suicides until they get to a rich old guy's house, and he wants a sky burial. Do you know what a sky burial is? You basically, it's, I think Tibetan monks do it. They basically, you die, and instead of burying you, they just kind of rip you open and leave you out on a table for birds to come and eat your guts.
All right.
So in accordance with this guy's last wishes, these chicks have to kill him in the suicide prescribed, and then rip him open and leave him out there for the fucking birds.
Oh.
That doesn't sound very romantic.
It's not. It's not. I wouldn't call this a date movie.
Okay.
Unless you're on a date with Miss Monica, of course. Okay. That's all I'm looking at. Monica, what do you got this week, babe?
You know, I could have sworn I watched this once already, and I rewatched it again. Alien Abduction. Didn't we do that one?
We did, that one that really sucked. It was for Gersh's segment, Extraterrestrial, I think.
Right.
They were out at a cabin in the woods with the kids.
Yeah.
It basically played like Evil Dead with aliens.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this one played a tunnel. Do you remember that? The aliens were in the tunnel?
No.
Oh, I don't remember that. I know. Okay, so I watched this again.
Okay.
I watched a movie called Sugar Mountain.
Okay.
It was okay.
Is it about cocaine?
No, it's actually about two brothers who inherit their mom's fishing boat filmed in Alaska.
Oh, cool. Oh.
And they are going to lose it, so they come up with a plan to disappear in the wilderness so they can collect money off their story. However, the bad brother grows a heart and decides, I'm not selling the story.
Wow.
All right.
Well, that just backfired.
So I finished watching the documentary about H.H. Holmes.
Oh, cool. Mm. I'm listening to the last podcast on the left, H.H. Holmes series.
They're doing
right
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Leonardo's making the new movie for this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I finished watching it.
Wow.
And I watched the new Incarnate.
Oh, I tried to get that one. I couldn't get it. What'd you think of that? Uh-oh. She's huffing and puffing.
You know, I have put my favorite three demon movies in order.
Okay.
And I don't think any of these new ones can come close anymore.
Well, give us your three demon movies in order.
It's going to be The Exorcist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Michael King.
Michael King, I knew that.
And The Vatican Tapes.
I don't understand your fascination with The Vatican Tapes. Mm.
I just love it because you don't know. Like, you don't know who the devil is.
Okay.
It's a great story. Yeah, I think it is.
I think you're crazy.
Reaching.
So you didn't care for Incarnate, huh?
No, because...
The trailers look badass.
It's a different way of taking on possession.
Okay.
Because I don't really want to give it away, but he, like, goes into their minds.
Okay.
It's not, like, just doing an exorcism like the old way. So I'm going to go into Buddy's mind and cast the demon out from there.
Oh, that's a whole new thing.
Yeah, a whole new thing.
Okay.
That's different.
Yeah. And I watched... Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, no.
There we go.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Back up.
So I watch a lot of B-movies, a lot of cheesy movies, but if you just want to be so angry at yourself and just commit suicide, watch L.A. Slasher.
L.A. Slasher.
I'm going to write that down.
Okay, so you got Eric Roberts.
Well, you had me at Eric Roberts.
Brooke Hogan.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Andy Dick.
Well,
Wow.
Machete.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I was so mad, like, the acting of Brooke Hogan. Like, I can't say too much about her because I don't want Hulk Hogan to come and sue me, but she sucks fucking dick.
Wow. Well, don't say too much.
Wow.
So if you really hate yourself, go ahead and watch that movie.
Wow. I have no interest. I mean, were you expecting like an Academy Award level performance out of Brooke Hogan?
No. Well, you know, I started when I saw the cast.
Right.
I was like, oh, this is so stupid. I have to watch it. It just made me so mad because like the killer looks like Michael Jackson out of a music video. He's got white two-piece outfit on with a mask. And you're like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And then I have now binge watched iZombie.
Oh no.
I'm on season two now.
So it's a good show, huh?
Yes.
So let me I know nothing about the show except what I heard. If I understand correctly, she works like at a coroner's office.
Yes.
And like solves crimes by eating the brains of the victims. And
yeah.
then she gets like an idea.
Yeah, basically, her boyfriend encouraged her to go to a party in the first episode.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the zombie outbreak happened on the boat. So it's kind of cool because now that she has become a zombie and she works there, every time she eats a brain, she takes on that person's personality. So okay. everything they were into is now affecting her.
Okay.
And then she gets visions of what happened.
Okay.
So every week, I'm assuming, every story is different all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to trust you on this. Because Scream, I was not happy with.
The good thing about this is we actually have a bad guy that continues to like make the zombie outbreak happen.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's like there is backstory lines that are still going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot this week. iZombie.
iZombie.
And if I don't like it, I'm going to punch you. And then I'm gonna punch
Ned. I got
Ned.
Hooked like at the very first episode.
Okay. How's the gore in it? Pretty good?
No, there really isn't too much gore at all.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right. Check it out. iZombie.
What was iZombie on? Who made that?
I want to say CW, but I could be
CW?
Wrong.
CW?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right,
buddy.
So, watched Interview with the Vampire, the one with Tom Cruise, Brad
Pitt. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
You watched it. Well, I've seen it many times before. I like it. It's not too bad.
Decent show?
Yeah, it's decent. Running Scared. I saw that with my cousin the other night, and it was the first time he saw it, so I'm like, oh, well, you want to watch an intense movie. Oh,
okay, so you didn't watch the comedy with Billy Crystal?
No. Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's a badass movie.
That's
I love
show.
That one.
Yeah, I like that.
And Z Nation. So I watched the whole first season of Z Nation, and I am hooked. In fact, I actually like this probably a little better than Walking Dead.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, Walking Dead, yeah, it's a family. You know, you pretty much stuck with the characters throughout the entire thing, but these kind of change characters a little bit, so you're not really stuck with, you know, the same person over and over and over. But I really liked it. There's dog zombies in it, bear zombies in it, Amish zombies in it, Viagra zombies in it.
Oh, perfect.
Huh.
Yeah. And basically what it is, you know, this Guy Murphy was injected with the serum, and he's meant to, you know, go to, he's on the East Coast, New York, and they're trying to get him to California because this lab in California says, you know, they can take the serum and then cure humanity, you know, and all this, you know, crap. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is whoever takes care of this guy has got to make, you know, he's got to get to the other end. And he's kind of like zombifying-ish on his way over because, you know, it's, you know, he was bit 8 times by zombies and he's lived, and he's got this real sarcastic humor in it. It's really funny. I like it a lot.
Huh. So yeah. After I finish iZombie, I'll start on Z Nation.
I recommend Z Nation.
All right.
Yes. That's all I watched.
I don't recommend Scream. I'll tell you that right now.
Scream. I wasn't going to go down that way.
Scream isn't bad. It's just not, it's not a slasher. It's a murder mystery, you know?
Yeah.
So the kills aren't that bad, and there's maybe one an episode, so... You know, if you're a fan of the movie, I know why everybody's pissed, because you watch the movie and you're like, cool, I want to see more of that. And then this is not that. This is something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. You got 3 episodes out of me, Nez. That's the best I'm doing. Forget it. Alrighty, let's get ourselves into some immersion therapy then.
Yeah.
Got to talk a little Last Heist action.
Immersion therapy.
So I did that interview with Karen Lamb a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Or last week. So now I'm like trying to get other directors and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching The Last Heist, and I tweeted the guy that directed this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, man, just saw The Last Heist. What do you want to come on the show and talk about it? He's like, no, I hate that movie. I was removed from the project. Whoops. Okay. Alrighty. So that's not a good sign.
Yeah, is that a no?
That's a hard no. That's not a good sign for the movie. I wasn't that impressed with it, man, be honest with you.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's a lot of like little continuity things and stuff like that.
The cast was too attractive.
What the fuck?
Except for the old lady.
Yeah. Is Henry Rollins like a superhero in this movie or what?
Seemed that way.
Yeah.
Evil villain.
Well, yeah, but apparently he's bulletproof and stab proof, and he can like go all Mr. Fantastic and elastic his way through the heating vents and stuff. I don't know, man. Just wasn't my gig. And what really pissed me off was when the gunfight went down and you could see the CGI muzzle flares on the guns. Come on.
Yeah.
You can't afford to, like, blanks. They're cheap. You can make them yourself.
Yeah, it was like sci-fi effects.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. I wouldn't have fan. What'd you guys think of The Last Heist?
I thought it was okay. I didn't tear it apart.
I mean, I'm not furious with it. It's just a lot of little things, you know?
I like her. I like Victoria Pratt. She's become one of my favorite ladies.
Was she the detective?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Okay.
She's looked better in other movies, but yeah, I like her.
What else was she in?
She played in June, which was a kind of a possession movie.
Hmm. Cool.
I know she's been done a couple horror movies.
Right on. What'd you think, buddy?
I was expecting more from Henry Rollins. I figured at the beginning they set it up. Oh, cool. They got this, you know, whatever they want to call him, the window killer or whatever. I was like, oh, yeah, let's really go somewhere with this. And then it's all in this vault. I'm like, oh, come on.
And it's not even really about, it's more about this fucking cartel crap going on, backstabbing.
Yeah, yeah. It was too much in a film that could have gone in a different direction that would have been better.
Yeah, I think maybe a little too ambitious for their budget or their abilities. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Not my favorite. I'll give you that. Buddy, what do you got for us this week, dude?
All right. This week, let's check out 2015's The Invitation. And it is written by Phil Hay, directed by Carol Kusama, and it stars Logan Marshall Green, Emma Yahtzee, Corey Naldi, Michael Huizman, and Tammy Blanchard.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Check that out, inmates. We're going to do the same. Get with us in 2 weeks, and we'll compare notes on that. In the meantime, we need to educate ourselves, Miss Monica.
Educating Miss Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a layup, Monica. Cabin fever. Infected water supply. Rednecks.
Yeah.
All you had to do was say pancakes, and I would have had it. Pancakes!
When you asked me that, I was like, oh, God, do we have to do a pancake challenge? That's what I thought of.
How many pancakes do you think you could eat in one sitting? I could probably do...
I'm not a pancake person.
You choke on that.
It's just so dry. You got to smother it in butter. Fucking syrup.
I'm a Belgian waffle guy.
I could probably do an 8-stack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I can eat a lot. I just thought I'd throw that out. I just thought I'd add that.
Are we talking silver dollar pancakes?
No, I'm talking real, like, IHOP pancakes. Uh-oh. If you stack them all up, then I have a system for my pancakes.
You have a system.
All right, Monica, who might you be this week, my dear?
All right. On the warm side of the door, it's that time of year. I'll gut you open like a pig. I'll chop your head off. Remember, one scar can last a lifetime.
Did you say on the warm side of the door?
On the warm side of the door.
Okay, I think I got it. I think I got it. I could be wrong. I don't know why that side would be warm. All right, think about that, inmates. That's a tough one. I don't know. I'm probably wrong. All right, let's put her to bed with some werewolf athletics.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Company of Wolves.
I swear, every time I hear that, the only thing I can think of is the movie.
Which movie?
The Company of Wolves.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That was a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one had
so erotic.
I know. Yeah. Angela Lansbury in there, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, the weird. Little girl and the wolf man.
Yeah. You need a minute? You want me to pause the show?
Boom, boom.
Oh, boy. I learned a painful lesson last night, my friends. Mm. Drink some fucking water if you're going to go drinking beer and a lot of it. Have some water, have some food, get some carbs in there. Put something in your stomach besides just beer. Beer has betrayed me, I feel like. Me and beer used to get along pretty good. Not anymore. I guess I'm just old. I don't care. No more beer for me. I'll just drink shots of beer out of my Crystal Head shot glasses. That's right. And that's all I will drink. One shot. Let's do a shot of beer.
Shot of beer.
Oh, God. Christmas is coming up, inmates. Fucking do whatever you want to do. I don't even care anymore. I'm hungover, and the reason I'm hungover is because I'm dehydrated. So be careful. Don't get dehydrated like me and then throw up 3 times at 3 o'clock in the morning. You won't enjoy that, especially if you get like chunks of stuff in your nose like I do. It's so nasty. Because you throw up, and then you got to blow your nose 6 times afterward to get it all out.
Mm-hmm.
So gross. So gross. You don't want it. Drink some water.
Yeah, especially if food comes out of your nose.
You get little chunks in there of stuff, and you're like, oh, those chicken wings were good.
Not on the way out.
Oh, God. Stupid. All right, inmates, that's about going to do us for the week. Have a Merry Christmas. Like, comment, subscribe on iTunes. Do all that shit. If you feel like supporting, you can do it at the Patreon account, or you can buy your Christmas stuff from the Amazon link at paddedroom.podbean.com, or check out some T-Villains over at the T-shirt shop there. You'll like that shit, too. All that stuff helps us and keeps us going here in the Padded Room. So have a Merry Christmas. What are we doing in 2 weeks? We don't know. Is it still going to be December in 2 weeks?
Mm.
Yeah, it'll be New Year's Day, right? On Sunday? Or is that New Year's Eve?
Oh, no, it'll be January 1st.
Okay, so we're out of 2016 then.
All right, wow.
Let me pause this.
Excuse me.
Yeah, we're going to be kicking off Massacre Month in the month of January, so join us in 2 weeks for the Slumber Party Massacre from 1982. Real gem you got yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, for Buddy and Miss Monica, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Merry Christmas! Happy New Year!